This is Reset Your Buttons with Mary Elizabeth Murphy, Episode 6, Create Relationships That Work, Part 4. Here is Mary Elizabeth.
Thanks, Gary. Welcome, Linda. Thank you for joining us today.
It is certainly a pleasure to be here today. Thank you.
So one of the things we said that we wanted to talk about is when it comes to reset your buttons and create relationships that work is this idea around automatic thoughts, which you have just so much expertise on this topic, and we use it in our productive conflict assessment. I thought it would be good to apply it to the reset model, really looking at when do our automatic thoughts show up and how do we, starting out with the R of reset, is recognizing that a button has been pushed. So recently, just last week as a matter of fact, as I was working on our plans for our upcoming event in Charlotte in March, I became aware of, or recognized, if you will, that I was having automatic thoughts around scarcity. So the R, recognize that a button's been pushed, was that I thought something is driving me, something is driving my actions. I wasn't feeling as in charge of myself. I was feeling some anxiety around the event. And so I took some time, took a pause, started to breathe, and recognized that it was scarcity that was showing up. So Linda, when that happens, what should I do next? I looked at what were my expectations around that, but how can we help our listeners? So you recognize that a button's been pushed, you have some sort of automatic thought. So some of my automatic thoughts were, I don't have enough time, or I don't want to disappoint anyone. I want to make sure that we are able to provide our guests who are attending this intimate event with as much as possible without overwhelming them. So I was, in effect, overwhelming myself, thinking about not wanting to overwhelm our guests.
Well, you know, this is a fantastic example of our automatic thoughts that start to take over, and you can see that it would be very easy for you to just whirl out of control, go into overwhelm, and then have secondary issues where it's, you know, either flight, fight, or just freeze in place. And I think the most important thing for people to keep in mind is when a button's been pushed and when we have these automatic thoughts, these are different aspects of ourselves, and it's really just a matter of needs coming up that need to be addressed.
I want to underline that a minute. So needs coming up that need to be addressed. Is that what you said?
Absolutely. It's needs coming up that need to be addressed. And it would be very easy for you to go, oh, I'm in a moment of scarcity. Scarcity is bad and evil, and let me push that away from me. And instead, you followed the reset model and went, let me recognize this. And if we simply ask ourselves a question, what is scarcity saying to me?
Right. So I did that because of your good counsel. And when I started to look at what scarcity was saying, I befriended scarcity, if you will. Instead of trying to push scarcity away, I befriended scarcity and said, what is the message? How are you here to help me or support me? And one of the things that it was saying is, we have a short window of time here. I mean, the event is in just a little less than 4 weeks away. And we, again, want to make sure that we bring to the table everything that will benefit our guests. And we also want to make sure that those who want to be among these 24 people are notified. So the scarcity was, the message was, how are you managing time and resources to bring the best? So the dream of the expectation was to be able to provide this premier launch event for this intimate group of people where they can spend time with you and I exploring the reset model, exploring how to work better with internal and external conflict so that we as human beings can get out of some of this polarized or stuckness that we might be feeling and get grounded and be able to move forward. And my fear was that I won't be able to meet the demand of notifying people who may be interested in attending and providing, you know, my perfectionist, I guess perfectionist showed up too, everything that I want to make sure people have. And then that was impacting my sense of self, which is security and stability. And most importantly, you know, so my stability button was being pushed because the thing I don't want to do is disappoint anyone. I want everyone floating in and floating out, or floating out on a cloud. If you're coming in with a bit of angst, that's fine. That's perfect. That's why you should be there. But from the time you hit the door with us till the time you leave, I want you just fully engaged and just really enjoying the experience of our journey together.
Now you can see where that scarcity at first seemed like an enemy, but actually you made it a friend. Scarcity just wanted to tell you, I wanted to make sure that you have all your T's crossed and your I's dotted. How is the scheduling? If you're feeling a bit overwhelmed, this would be a good time to ask for help. And if you look at all those voices in your head as really good friends that are there to assist you, really good friends aren't always giving you attagirls. Really good friends sometimes say, hey, have you thought of this? Or you might want to look at that. And I really believe this is what scarcity was doing for you. Because let me ask you a simple question right now, Mary Beth. How you feeling? Do you feel scarcity now?
I don't because, well, I'll take that back. I still feel a little tightness, a little like, However, I am feeling much more grounded and certainly... like just that sigh of relief, because what I also, so certainly calmer and more logistical, if you will, because what I also realized was scarcity was not only triggering my responses around expectation and then my feeling insecure, touching on my stability button, which then drove me into withdraw. And emotional withdrawal. So, you know, poor Gary and others around me, right? Because now I'm reacting out of emotion, but I'm not really saying what's wrong, because at this point I'm still not really clear about what's wrong. I haven't recognized that it was scarcity that was running the show, right?
But all Gary knew is that you come home and you withdraw, which could then push one of his buttons for perhaps, did I do something to disappoint her? Does she not love me as much as she used to? And we can, all the those buttons left unchecked on you have ripple effects with everyone else. So if you and I have a conflict that isn't resolved or isn't spoken out, or I see the way that you're acting, it could certainly push my scarcity button, or perhaps it'll push an entirely different button. And I come home with that to my husband and my friends and my colleagues. And you can see how, before you know it, it's very easy for me to stand and go, I don't know, everyone's just crazy right now. What's the matter with all of them?
Right. So exactly. So then it's that whole thing about taking things personally. We're not intending to be hurtful or harmful to anyone. It's never, if at all, and rarely if at all, our intention to be hurtful. And yet in responding, not using the model to recognize what's going on, to not clarify those expectations, to not figure out the sense of self that is what part of me, what button in me is being pushed, you're spot on, because I would then withdraw, emotionally withdraw, or you know, I might yell, you know, like I did when I had completed show notes on a previous podcast and had it thought it was done and off my to-do list and emailed it over to him. And his response was, well, I didn't get the attachment. And so then I went back to look for the attachment. And as will happen, I must not have saved it correctly. And I no longer had it, which meant now I have to redo this work. And now I'm cranky. And he wants to send me something to try to make it easier. But at this point, I'm charged up. And I'm overextended and the heart rate's going. And I'm just like, no, never mind. I'll just take care of it. None of that is his fault. None of that is, it should be getting, you know, spilling over onto him. And now his correctness button and his stability button are being pushed and triggered.
Exactly. So often people find themselves in just a hot, chaotic mess and having a really difficult time reaching their partners or children or colleagues or friends. And everywhere I turn, everyone's crazy. And it's wonderful that you have developed a tool that will help people go, wait a minute, I know what to do. Because as they stabilize themselves, and it's all about resetting your buttons, of course, but as they stabilize themselves, they'll be able to be grounded and centered and focused, and one less crazy person in the bunch also has a ripple effect as well.
Well, exactly, right? And that's, thank you, that is our goal. That's the goal, is if we begin to realize how to reset our own buttons, that's where we will have impact on, you know, my save the world speech, though that is how we can do it, one relationship at a time. And that first relationship is with ourself, which goes to core values and beliefs. So, and I know this is a even richer, deeper conversation around, if we're talking about, so I recognize that it's scarcity. Okay, wait a minute. Let's have a talk with scarcity. Let's find out why scarcity showed up as an advisor, as a friend, as you said, not something to be pushed away or ignored. And then what are my beliefs that are being impacted by that as well? And one of my beliefs is, again, a value is quality, but it's also life balance. So then other voices, other friends begin to show up and say, well, okay, and we understand, but you're not spending quality time with your husband, and instead you're shouting at your husband, or you're withdrawing and getting quiet, leaving him to wonder what's happening. And so it really is checking in on what are the values, and even those can begin to drive us over the edge, if you will, not necessarily in the most, you know, we think of values as important. These are the things I value. But can't values and beliefs also kind of, when overextended, become a little bit of the enemy, if you will?
Absolutely. If your value of, I need things to be of high quality, that's a mm-hmm. very excellent value to have. When that shifts over into perfectionism, then that is not serving you. It's not serving you. Because you will just feel less than all the time, as it turns out. I didn't mean to be the one to break the news, but not perfect. Mm-hmm. So since no one is perfect, to put yourself onto that standard, you will always be disappointed with yourself and what have you. And because of that, that will trigger other things, other voices in your head. I think the main thing to really focus on here is that if you were to assume that everything that you experience in your earth walk here in life really is a gift, and sometimes it's a very obvious gift, and sometimes you have to pull through a lot of tissue paper to look for the gift, and sometimes you have to run headlong into a pile of going, I know there's a pony in here somewhere. Look for the gift. There's always a gift. And if you think of these voices in your head as always in your favor, at all times, they're trying to tell you something, even though that self-doubt or the scarcity or things that we would not automatically find admirable or desirable. They're really there to serve you if you listen to them. And it's just a way, sometimes you need a compass or a system that helps you walk through it. So at the end, you find the pony.
Right. And what you're referring to there is, and I will find a link for this and put it in our show notes, that I will save and make sure they get attached and sent in an email to Gary, is the pony story about how you're in a barn and you're cleaning up a lot of poop, if you will, a lot of mess, and that the stable hand is excited because if there's pony poop, there must be a pony somewhere, right?
Exactly. Look for the pony.
Right, look for the pony. So that takes us to the T of reset, which what you're pointing to is the take stock piece, right? So if instead I'm shoveling in the barn and I'm feeling like a victim and I behave like a persecutor, I'm resentful or resistant or I'm going along with this because somebody told me I had to do it. And if I let my thinking go in that place with this automatic thoughts we were talking about around the event, then I'm going to be putting that negative energy out to all those around me and find myself into this I have to space and reinforce the automatic thoughts around being a victim and then behaving like a persecutor versus
right. And this isn't fair, why me, blah,
yes,
blah, blah. And then when you're in there, when you're in that space, there's no way you'll ever see the pony.
So then
and everything smells worse.
And everything smells worse. Yeah, exactly. Exactly. And I can't see the gift that's right in front of me.
Right in front of you because you're so mired in all the negative thinking and
in the muck.
In the muck.
I think, is that what they call it when you're cleaning out a stall, mucking the stall or something? I wonder if that's...
I don't know. But.
Yeah, I'll have to check with my friends with horses and stables. So then we want to make sure that we move over to the self-directed side, which is our choices, right? It's recognizing that I am my own authority and that I always have choices. I may not like the choices that I have. Sometimes those choices can feel like they're between a rock and a hard place. And sometimes those choices are they're very real. They're very rigid. Like there's only 1,440 minutes in a day. There's less than 4 weeks to the event. I can't change those restrictions, those boundaries, if you will. But I have choices within them.
And, you have choices on how you react to that. Mm-hmm. And instead of, oh, I've got to do this, you could say, I get to do this. And just that little shift will make all the difference.
So I get to, as well as I also get to think about if I say yes to something, what am I saying no to, right? Mm-hmm. And vice versa. If I say no to something, what am I saying yes to? So in the idea of if I say yes to staying on the scarcity path, well, then I'm probably saying no to the pony and the gifts and all the things that happen. So it really does take us back to that, really recognize what is it that, get quiet, breathe. And I know you're going to teach us some other techniques about this and I have some techniques as well, and we have some goodies and surprises planned around that. But it really is that for the sake of our listeners, it's that pause and breathe moment. Before we wrap up here, do you have a couple of words for our listeners that they can take with them and to get to that pause and breathe and really try to get a hold of what's the voice? Recognize what's the trigger? Not all of what you have to do about it, but just let's help people recognize the trigger.
Well, I want to just circle back for just a moment to something you said.
Mm-hmm.
That is, if you said yes to scarcity, you would have said no to asking for help. You would have said no to a lot of things, and you would have just remained in overwhelmed and doubt and misery. And because you decided to listen to scarcity, it opened up a whole new world for you where you feel more at peace and you're calm. It doesn't mean that it's just butterflies, but at least it's not dragons. So it's like, well, you know, now I have butterflies, which is really great. You see more opportunity. And each time you do that, it just, every time you follow that path, it opens up more possibilities. Every time you say no to limiting beliefs, it limits you as well. I mean, every time you say yes to limiting beliefs, it limits you as well. So then that's when you feel like you're just in a box and there's nowhere to go. But let's get back to breathing, shall we?
Mm-hmm.
The best thing to do is to, when you want to feel calm and centered, is to breathe. And as you breathe, realize that you've been given the breath of life. Not everyone got to take that breath you just took. You've been given a gift, and you've been given a gift of life. And when you really ponder that, you're going to feel grateful. Wow, thanks for the gift of life. And gratitude is the way into present moment. And present moment is an eternal moment where everything is whole, perfect, and complete. Right here, right now. And then from that perspective, you can see what's going on.
So the breathing, as I was listening to you and breathing and thinking about, you know, here's my gift of life in my breath. And then that brought me into this particular moment. That's the presence, right? So that's what we talk about, is mindfulness, being in the moment.
When people say get grounded, that's really just be present. Just be present. Yes.
So that you know what is the next. Then from that place, I can now continue forward, put the next foot in front of the other, and begin to clearly think about what are my choices, what are my options, what's happening here in the cycle of reset, what are my expectations, oh, that's why this is happening. So it all starts with that breath, right? With that slowing it down and getting present to this moment, recognizing.
When we are experiencing overwhelm, or fear, nervousness, or what have you, you can always notice that because your breath is very shallow. At that point, you need to change something. And when you're in the process of feeling overwhelmed and powerless, you don't feel that you have the power to change anything. And the one thing you can change is your physiology, is your breath. To breathe in that breath of life. And that changes, that change in physiology can assist you in changing your thought pattern, your emotions, and everything else. We'll dive a little bit deeper into that during the event, but that's just a little bit to take with you.
Well, Linda, thank you so much. And at this moment, it's time that we end the call and our podcast. I'm so looking forward to you joining us in March here in Charlotte for It's Time to Reset Your Buttons. I hope that those who are listening today are listening in front of the event. And if you want to be part of this group, this intimate group of people who will be joining us, please be sure to click on the products page on the website, resetyourbuttons.com, and it will take you to the link to register. And in the meantime, I want to thank everyone. I want to thank especially you, Linda, for joining us today.
Well, thank you. It was certainly a pleasure.
And until the next time, I remain joyfully yours. Bye for now.
Bye-bye.